those of you who want to get up and leave, do so. I'd like to take a few minutes for comments, questions, anything. Somebody in the back. The what poem? Mujer Cacto, Cactus Woman. Yes. I think that there's various registers that I write in, and there's some Spanish that is very working class, rural Spanish with a lot of what I call what people call pochismos and also pachuco talk, slang talk. And then there's other poems where I try to be a little more neutral in language, and I think this is a poem where I try to be to speak more of a regular Spanish, and I'm not sure that I succeeded. And I spoke for the writing class, was it yesterday? Last night. And this was one of the questions that was asked. And I feel like there's various influences. Foremost is the storytelling tradition that I grew up in, where my grandmothers and relatives and aunts would tell these stories. Both of my grandmothers spoke Mexican Spanish, which that's not my natural way of speaking. They spoke Mexican Spanish. My mother, my father speak Chicano Spanish, but with more of the Mexican in it. I speak more of a Tex-Mex, Spanglish, street, Pachuco Spanish, Chicano Spanish. Okay, so I was influenced by all those registers when I was growing up. When I went to school, everything was English literature, American literature, Tom, Dick, and Jane, C-Spot Run. You know, all the writers that are in the canon right now that are American and English and European. And when I was teaching, was in the latter part of the 60s, finishing up my BA, was when I first started reading Chicanos and Spanish literature. That's when it was introduced to me late in my life. So I read Cortázar, and I read Lorca, and I read anything I could get my hands on. There was very few Spanish stuff written. I mean, there was very few Chicano stuff written in Spanish. Miriam Bornstein is one of the few that writes entirely in Spanish. I have some stories that are written entirely in Tex-Mex, Chicano Spanish, but that's, another register. Okay, so then I had all these pools, and not only did I have, the Spanish that I heard growing up, but now I had the Western European literary influences and the Spanish, the Latin American and the Spanish influences. Still later, I read people like Elena Poniatowska, a Mexican writer, and Hasta No Verte Jesús Mío made a great impression on me, because this white middle-class Mexican woman, Jewish and French, who immigrated to Mexico at the age of 8, took the life story of a peasant woman who was in ¿Qué guerra era? It was the Revolutionary War, the time of Pancho Villa, et cetera, et cetera. Elena Poniatowska took her words and made them into this novel, Hasta No Verte, Jesús Mío, using the dialect of this working-class peasant woman. And I don't know what the if the translation was successful or not, but it really affected me because for the first time here was a Mexican writer who was using a Spanish that we used in South Texas. And maybe the Spanish is a class thing. The different registers are a class thing. And what I had run up in the university was a pure Castilian. You know, we wouldn't touch Chicano Spanish with a 10 foot pole and get out of my face, you pocha. You know, you're contaminating the Spanish language. That attitude. So, and then I had to take English classes, like I was talking in How to Tame a Wild Tongue, that I was forced to take linguistic courses, two of them, when I was doing my BA, so that they would erase my accent. The sole purpose of these two required courses was so that the Chicana accent could be erased. Okay, so somehow, you know, I had all these pressures on me. Voices saying, you should write this way, this is incorrect, don't write that way. No, write this way, that way is like too vernacular. No, don't write that way, that's too academic. No. Ah! So I thought, I'm going to write the way I speak. I'm going to write the way I think. I'm going to write the way my brain and my mind process reality. I'm gonna switch codes just like I do in my head. So these are all the worlds I go into. And this particular poem, I'm not sure what influenced it most. You know, the word order in English or the word order in Spanish. All I know is that my word or order is in a combination of the two. Does that make sense to you? But I thought that this poem was more Castilian than it was Chicano Spanish. Is I wrong? No. Yes, La Mujer Cacto. Are you what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. No, I myself. You know how I do a lot of my translations from the Spanish into the English, but if the rhythm doesn't feel right or the images don't feel right, somebody else could translate it, but I can't. Like, for example, I translated En el nombre de todas las madres que han perdido hijos en la guerra, and that was fine. I translated El mar de repollo, and the English worked fine. But in this poem, I couldn't. Something in me couldn't translate, but maybe somebody else could. Mujer Cacto? Nope, that was one that came out entirely in Spanish. You know what? That happens when I'm trying to write theoretical stuff, because I don't have the vocabulary to write theory in Spanish. I will write the Spanish as though it were English, as though I'm translating from English into that. That happens. I've done that, but not in this particular poem. But it sounds to you like that. Does anybody else agree or disagree? Maybe I wasn't in English space then. Sometimes I don't even know if I'm doing it in one language or the other, to tell you the truth, because it's such a... The tense that I wrote in it? That's interesting. I think more about that. You may be right. All I know is that I didn't want to translate it or couldn't or was blocked. One more person, and then we will shut the house down. Does somebody else have their hand up? Come on, somebody be brave. Put a closure to this.
I just want to say that I have a friend that picks up your books and a couple other books. She says she can understand them now because that's the way I speak. And
because that's the way you speak?
I put in a lot, depending on who I'm talking to, I put in a lot of Spanish or English or both. And so she can read these books easier, she says, because she's heard me for 10 years.
I'd like to know what your favorite piece is right now. I know that changes.
Of all the stuff that I'm writing?
Yes.
Of all the stuff that I'm writing? I have a piece that I'm working on called Where Jack Wore, which is about a being that is half human and half jaguar. Like werewolf, werejaguar. And it's very rough right now, but I'm excited about it because this has an entry into the... It starts out with the woman at the keyboard on the computer writing, and it goes into a dream she has, and then it goes into, external reality. And the jaguar that comes to her in the dream, in the rain, actually comes to her in her external reality, the what's the so-called real world. And it's also in the text. And also it goes back to the ancient times. It goes back in history to the Olmecs. And so I'm trying to do a combination of all the things, and I'm not sure that I'm going to pull it off, but give me another 10 years. Thank you very much.